Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
Yo, right now.
What's this about, Blow 4 or something? My part 4, huh?
Once I get it, so.
This is we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ab, let's go, man.
Got me fucked up. Yo, we back. Angry Fans Radio, we back, man. I got the co-host. You got Dot on. Dot, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Dot. What is going on, B? Say it again.
Yo, Danny, you on?
Yo. Is Danny on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What up, Danny?
What's poppin'?
Okay. Yo, why y'all sound low to me? Hold on real quick. I think it's my headphones. Alright, there we go. Alright, yo. I know they can't get a dot card today, but I don't want to forget about the URL card from yesterday while it's my brain beat. We got to talk about this super. Number one, what was your thoughts on the card? Going into the card and how the battle turned out.
Well, I thought it was a better card than people, gave credit for in the beginning. You know, people were like, mm-hmm. I don't want to see this shit. And then, you know, the battles actually wound up being pretty cool, man. Someone was, you know, pretty cool. I like Easy Block Caption and T-Top. You know, that came out how I anticipated. You know, me and Drugs was a cool battle, man. Me and Drugs was cool. DNA and Geechee even was entertaining, and I like some of the angles they took. Considering, you got to understand, like, when it's really nothing, you don't got no beef with no rapper, and it ain't no history, it's kind of hard to just conjure shit out of thin air. And I think for the small amount of time that they had to prep for that battle, I think they both came with three pretty good rounds, considering there is no, you know what I'm saying? Outside of them battling on BET, it's not too much they could talk to each other about for real. So you got to just kind of make up shit and just produce a good battle. And I think they did the best they could, given the time restraints.
Wait, how much time they had?
They hit them 2 days after Christmas. So they probably had like 12 days.
2 days after Christmas.
What?
All right. Yeah. They were saying that in the interview. They hit them like on the 27th. So they was like, "Shit, we just spent all this money for Christmas." You know what I'm saying? Like, hell yeah, fuck it, book it.
All right.
And then Romney and Don Marino, it wasn't. I mean, Don had that slip up. Don did. I feel like Don could have did better. I've seen better Don Marinos, and Nitty did his job. He had to go in there and get the win, and he 30 Don like he was supposed to. But yeah, that's probably the only one that, you know what I mean, could have been a little better. You know.
Okay.
It was all right overall. I think it was just a stand-in card, just to give the fans something, before they give them this crazy Volume 7 that they about to give them.
But that's true. But I look at it like this: like, I already felt like you was gonna drag Drugs, and I felt like Nitty was gonna smoke Don. So those two battles went exactly how I expected it to go. The only one, then it was T-Top and Easy. I figured that would be crazy. And Geechee and DNA, I figured it would probably be close. So the card overall, going into it, I wasn't too excited because I figured it was going to go like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
when you only got four battles, and it's just kind of like the out of nowhere card, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really, you know what I mean? You get what you get.
Yeah, like it was, you know.
True.
Yeah.
The card. Let's break that. Let's break the battles down. So first and foremost, we got Danny Myers versus Drugs. Going into the battle, I thought Danny was gonna wash Drugs. I didn't think Drugs. I said if Danny even comes halfway prepared, Drugs can't beat him. I didn't know Danny was going to beat the shit out of him like that, though. Like, Jesus Christ.
I mean,
Jesus Christ. Wow, this is like crazy, bro.
Like, drugs is trying to hold on to his soul, I felt like, B. He was trying to hold on
That's
to
a
it.
Fact.
He was trying to hold on to it.
These are learning experiences for him. And to me, that's what I was, that was my game plan, was just to go in there in teacher mode, you know, not so much rah, 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 rah. I was trying to go in there and just be like on some teacher shit and just trying to show the young dude something. You know what I mean? And like, I'm an OG in this shit, and I'm always trying to elevate the game. Like I was telling y'all on the last show, like I was trying to go in here and do something that hasn't been done before in battle rap. And elevate, and that's what I went in there and did.
But see, that was the body, right there. That was the body, because I figured he couldn't beat you anyway. But the fact that you came up with a whole new concept, like,
right?
That was like, oh yeah, it's over. Like, because he couldn't beat you without that. So it was just like, damn, son.
Like, and plus, I know Caps would have killed me if it would have been debatable.
Oh yeah,
goddamn right about that.
I didn't want to see the video with the nigga shaking his head in the beginning of the video. I didn't want to see that video. I had to go in there and kick ass, man. And like I told y'all, it's serve season for me, man. All these niggas getting served. Arsenal next. I'm gonna kick his fucking ass too. And it is what it is. I'm just on a mission right now to just to prove I'm ready to go to this shit.
Right. You started off strong.
Yeah. I was saying all Danny got to do is beat Arsenal and then beat Don. And he's 3-0 already for this year. He could cruise the champion of the year. Not cruise, but I mean, I don't see how
he's
not going to get it.
But honestly, though, I'm not even trying to get it because if I have fucking 10 good ass battles and then November comes and I have a fucking one slip up or something, they take it away from me anyway. So I don't even be wanting it. And that's why in the first round, I said I'm a dominator. Last few classics, I'm the common denominator. Yet and still, champion of the year don't nominate them. They gotta hate them. But the fans.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. And when you said that, I seen Jay Black commented that you did get nominated. I don't know what was going on because Jay Black commented that
there. Yeah, he nominated.
And then
I
you said something else. Yo, you had said something, and then Henny Man had commented, oh, that's lies. And then Bill Clinton. It's like,
I
don't know,
Lewis.
Man.
I didn't see none of that.
Oh, yeah, the drug story
in St.
Louis. Yeah.
No. That ain't no motherfucking lie. Why would Danny Mind get on there and lie about some shit about Young Ill? Why would I lie about another man? Why would I even make that shit up about, why would I say that about drugs and paint a picture of him that would never happen? And I got the story from drugs him goddamn self.
I don't know. Henny Man said that was false, and I was just like, "Well, damn, can he just?" I'm thinking about like, why did he say that though? Like, let him rap.
Yeah, because niggas don't do that to nobody else.
Nah, that shit was false, man. That shit was not false. That nigga really said, "Nigga, that's where Young Ill get his crack from," and it was a problem after that. And niggas can call and confirm and ask Young Ill himself. Niggas can call F-Mac, and you know what I'm saying. So I just told the story. Shit. Right,
was out
there, drugs
was
there. They know why he
didn't
battle F Mac. You know what
I'm
saying?
Niggas gotta try to front, act like it ain't happened. Like,
I'm not gonna, but yeah, but I'm not a nigga that I'm too old to be out here putting out false stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, if all the exact details I was saying wasn't false, I mean, if that wasn't true, then okay, some of that shit was battle rap. Rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the main shit, you know, you really was on live Instagram. You was saying, oh, you was joking. He was joking. He was joking. He was like, oh, that's probably where Young Ill get his dope from, because they was driving by like a little dope area, and he was on Instagram. They was just showing drugs throughout St. Louis, and he was joking. But Young Ill just so happened to be like, either he was watching it or somebody like. Showed him that shit.
Probably, yeah.
And he popped up with a gang of niggas, and it was a problem. It was a problem. Mm. So that was a real story. I don't lie about shit, bro. I'm too old for that. And you know, that's why when drugs was that, and that's why when drugs was like, oh, that ain't fat. Like, shut the fuck up, nigga. You the one, you the nigga who told me the fucking story.
That nigga, like, regardless, the nigga got smoked. So I see why his mans was in the chat trying to clear up stories.
Nah,
like,
bro, yeah,
smoked.
Bro. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it didn't happen detail for detail like that, whatever. But that's what the synopsis is.
That's what.
Nigga.
Okay. So we got Danny pummeling drugs. Third round is probably is third round of the night, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Without
okay.
a doubt,
so cause that.
Like that was original. But oh, who else? Mm-hmm. Who went next?
It was Dominino
and Rum Nitty. Going into it, I thought Rum Nitty was gonna trash Don. He did. Don wasn't terrible. That second round was a bad look for him, though. And he needs to be glad that Rum Nitty's a cool person, because no one, somebody else
going,
probably would have
yeah.
just rapped and keep going.
Yeah, that's a
fact.
I'm gonna tell you why. Like somebody said, when Nitty messed up, K-Shine, you know, was gracious enough to say, "Nah, bro, keep going, get it back." And K-Shine allowed Nitty to.
So
Shine
always
get
doing
back.
That. Cause Shine did it to E-Hart too.
That and he's dope, and shout out to K-Shine for that. Cause you don't have to, but I think when you're confident enough that you're winning a battle, you're confident enough that you're gonna win a battle anyway, even if they do recover, then you kind of just be like, "Go ahead, man. Like, let's not get no bad footage. Let's try to make the battle better." You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if it's neck and neck, if the battle's super super close, a nigga's just gonna start rapping.
The minute
you fucking choke, nigga, I'm starting my round, nigga. Fuck, we ain't got all night, nigga. We ain't waiting on you. Fuck you. That's me. But that's if you in a tight situation. If you feel like you got a comfortable lead, you'll let a nigga get his shit off. Because even if a nigga recover and finish out the round, the majority of the coach are not going to get that nigga the round anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a
fact. You might as well just let us hear what else you was gonna say.
No, that's true.
It was just a mismatch.
I like it. It was a mismatch.
He wasn't ready. You know.
I liken it to when Wavy was calling out Briz all that time, and then you finally got Briz and dropped the ball. Also liking it to like Swave calling out Verb all that time. You finally got A-Verb, and then Swave got his ass kicked, and then Don Marino called out Nitty all this time, and then you get the battle and get your ass kicked. Like, niggas gotta be careful with certain shit. It's cool to have a competitive heart, competitive spirit, but when you get that one moment, that one opportunity, nigga, Eminem told y'all niggas a long time ago, you better lose yourself in a moment.
you only
get one chance to blow. Opportunity comes once in a lifetime. So
I'm listening to the material and I'm just like, damn. Like, when you finished writing this, did you really feel like this was gonna beat Nitty? Like, you couldn't have felt that.
You couldn't have thought that. There's no way he could have thought that was gonna beat Nitty. I think he probably just wanted to have a good battle with Nitty. But, I mean, like me, for example, me calling out Lux all these years, I don't want to get Lux and just say, "Oh, I put up a fight." Like, I'm trying to take his motherfucking head off. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go in there with Lux and get in there and choke and then get and just spit some cool shit. You know, just like, "Well, I battle Lux, so I got looks on the resume." Like, no, nigga, I'm trying to win. So when you want these dream battles and you get them, you got to go the hardest you ever went, or just don't do it at all. And that's all. I just didn't see the hunger to kill. I didn't see the hunger to kill. I just seen the hunger to survive. And in fact, that's exactly what Don Marino said in the previous day in the face-off. He said, I'm just trying to survive. And that's not the
mentality you want.
Not the mentality you want. And it looked like that. That's exactly how the battle looked. It looked like you just was trying to hold on and survive. Like, nah, if you're not trying to kill that nigga, don't call his fucking number. Don't call him out. Don't say nothing about him in no interview.
Hey,
yeah,
3-0. Yeah, y'all top niggas, man. Nitty wants smoke, man. Like, Nitty wants smoke. He's just gonna keep running through these niggas, man. He's gonna run through these niggas. Niggas gonna have to come outside at some point, man. Like, I could tell he's frustrated because now it's just like, yo, all right, I'm gonna just keep battling whoever Smack called me to battle. So I'm gonna just keep smoking them.
Name three guys that Nitty hasn't battled, that he should battle.
Hollow.
Perfect.
He called out.
Yeah,
there,
but
like,
you know what, though? You know, Hollow.
They, like, called him out. Well, yeah.
That whole situation with
Smack. Yeah.
That whole
maybe
situation
they can
with Smack,
it
you know,
out.
Hollow
it's
probably
all
high
all
the list right now.
I mean, well, if it gets ironed out, then, yeah. Hollow. There's a couple niggas. Hollow.
Calico.
They, like, called him out.
I was thinking of Calico just now.
Hitman, all them niggas. Like, any niggas.
Fire.
Any of the top niggas that he ain't battled yet. It's like, come on, son.
But there isn't. It's not that long of a list to just get that out the way. It's not that many names. Because his resume is kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying?
He's battled a lot of
names.
Now he called out Lux. They, like, called him out. He ain't battled Hitman.
Yeah,
well,
about five or six good ones left.
Yeah, he got a couple left that you know we gonna want to see. He ain't battle Verb. No, I don't think.
That's a good one too.
Battle Verb, like, just a couple niggas.
Yeah, it's definitely a couple niggas to battle. You're right.
It's just like, you know, at this point, for some reason, I guess niggas don't want to take the battle, so he's just going.
It is a battle for them niggas, though. It ain't like that's a walk in a park battle.
It's not, but
true.
I mean.
So let me ask y'all this: check me out. If these top names keep saying no, or they ducking and they want to push you back, oh, let's do it later, or meanwhile, Rummy looking his mailbox and the light bill was there. Now the cable bill is there. Car insurance is there. The rent there. The kids need food. And somebody call him and say, yo, we got Lou Castro for you, and we'll give you X amount of dollars. And he look at that and calculate, oh, yeah, I could cover all this shit with that Lou Castro battle. Plus, I know I could kick his ass. And then is he wrong for taking that? Because now he already know y'all finna kill him. The fans finna say boo. But he's just trying to take care of his family without having to go out here and hit a lick. Like,
I mean,
this is the predicament battlers be in sometimes, man. Because
y'all motherfuckers don't want to get jobs.
Part of our job. There you go. I knew that was coming.
What are you talking about? Nigga, you act like a superstar. If you got that many kind of bills, nigga, you better get a fucking job. Stop playing.
No. Check me out. That got jobs. And on top of their regular job, niggas be having side hustles. And for a lot of us battle rappers, battle rap be our side hustle, or it be our only job. Like,
it be your main job. Don't just be no side hustle. That should be your main job.
That's a fact.
No. But they do. But for like Goods, for example, you know, Goods don't actually need to battle
now.
Rap.
Now.
But he wasn't battling a lot anyway, though. I don't think he ever needed to battle rap for money in his whole life. But maybe he's not a good example. But there's guys like that battle rappers carried them through some hard times. You know what I mean? Me being one of them, JC being one of them. You know what I'm saying? I can name niggas who battle off it because they shit, nigga. I'm getting to the bag, nigga. Fuck what y'all niggas talking about.
Nitty taking those battles on URL is different from, like, let's say, I don't know. Let's say YK.
URL is gonna pay the highest dollar. Though.
Yeah, that's different from YK battling niggas in the living room. Like, to me, that's not like that.
Y'all niggas be joking, but the living room battles.
No. Ben, this is literally a living room.
Like, no, that's what I was about to say. I was about to say, nigga, my nigga Trez, I think Trez pulled up to a nigga garage, my nigga. A nigga paid Trez out of his pocket and pulled up to a garage and killed the nigga at his house in the garage.
So he pulled up in his garage.
Hey, so when y'all niggas get joking about Supermarket Craig and all that, this shit be for real, literally.
Yo, he battled somebody.
We will pull up. Niggas will pull up to the gas station. Nigga, get the bag right. If a nigga call me, say that y'all at 8,000 right now. My nigga want to do a one rounder with you in front of the liquor store. Y'all eight racks.
I mean, shit. Did
phone right now.
I'm pretty sure these niggas ain't giving out no 8 racks, bro. Like.
You'll be surprised when a lot of these dope dealing niggas be. I'm just gonna leave that alone, man.
Yeah, 8 racks. Like, what the fuck?
It'd be niggas, street niggas with money that just wanna like help put they little nigga on. They're like, look, what can I give you for such and such? I know you make X amount of dollars. Nigga, I could match that, nigga. And nigga, pull up. Fuck it, nigga. Shit, I'm there.
No, I mean, get your money, but God.
Get your money, man.
But I'm just saying, so Nitty says, check me out. So Nitty says, you know what? Man, I got all these deals, but they're going to kill me if I take a battle. Nah, fuck it, I ain't going to take that battle. I'm going to grind it out. I'm going to get all this shit done without the battle rap shit. Or can he just write 6 minutes worth of material and go get an easy ass fucking check? It's like,
well, go up.
If these be the 50, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Sometimes you can't really look down on a nigga for just trying to feed his family on in a legit way. And if you don't like the battle, you don't have to watch it.
Nitty running through these niggas. Like, my problem be
That's the problem.
When niggas saddle niggas in the living room and end up debatable. That's my problem. Like,
I'm gonna tell you the reason for that. Because a lot of times when you get SpongeBob, you don't give a fuck. You might write on the way there. You just there for the money. Like, you know, you don't give a fuck.
Oh, so you don't care about the culture no more.
And you be looking at it like, ain't nobody finna watch this battle anyway.
That's your brain.
Oh, so you're like,
that's true.
The culture.
That's true. No, that's your brain. Like, but that's why when I take them type of battles, I still go crazy like it's a regular battle, my nigga. I never went to no small league and gave them no bullshit. You can't find that nowhere in the world on YouTube.
Dang,
sometimes, and this is why they like, damn, nigga, Danny, sometimes I seen you went crazier on these little niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
I was hoping you would say that, bro. Like, that's worse because you would come off those small leagues and be like, yo, I just had a classic with this nigga. Now I'm thinking, like, this is like a B minus Danny, and they had a classic. But now you come up here talking about you was all the way prepared. So how does shit even end up in a debatable? Like,
nah, ain't none of them shit debatable. Ain't none of you can't you tell me the battle that was debatable when I went to the backyard league. I whooped all them niggas' asses. Don't put my name in that shit.
You whooped all the asses.
I go in there. When I go to the small leagues, I whoop ass.
Bro, you be coming back like, yo, I just had a classic with such and such.
Well, because it be classic for their league. Because they might have went crazy. Or take for example, I don't even want to call BBBL a backyard league because it's not. But it is a smaller league. And me and Mac Myron really did go over there and have a classic.
No, but that's Mac Myron, though. I'm talking about the niggas that we never even heard of.
I don't know no classes. I'm trying to think what classic I had.
Well, I'm not remembering none of the niggas, so.
I'm trying to think, like, because it couldn't have been classes, so I was kicking their asses. So that's just why. But I'm just saying, I was just summing this up to why sometimes you will see us take. And Nitty actually said it in the battle. Nitty said, in his third round versus Don Marino, he said, yeah, I'm going to take, why would I turn down the same amount of money I would get for a big nigga for this nigga? Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? When I can, when I know I can come here and kick his ass real easy and get paid the same that I would have got had I took fucking a big man. Hell yeah, I'm going to come get this back. And that's what he was saying. And so, y'all, sometimes, instead of being so critical, y'all got to see that side of the game where it's like,
I'm not trying to see that. Man, listen, man. I just want to see battle, bro. I didn't come here for all that shit. No problem.
$13,000 for Math Hoffa, but Math Hoffa ain't available, but I'll still give you $13,000 for Potato Head Joe. Dog.
But think about it, right? We don't benefit off the money y'all make.
Yeah, I'm not watching battles for that. That has nothing to do with me.
But I am.
I just want to see the battles.
But
I am.
Right. When
you want me to invest? If that's the case, well,
you don't
gotta
watch that one.
No, hold on.
That's a fact.
Then why are we saying Surf shouldn't be battled no more?
Yeah, basically.
Surf, because Surf,
say that?
You said Surf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why we say he shouldn't battle no more?
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps choking and everything.
Cause,
cause why we care then?
Because it's a letdown.
But it's about the money, right?
Yeah, but at least when we come take them little bags for the money, we're going to give you quality and we're going to give you three rounds.
Bro, you just sat here and said that sometimes you write on the way to the battle.
Right. But I'm going to still give you three rounds.
So what's Surf supposed to do when he opens his mailbox?
Surf has a whole 8 months. Surf
and you see the gas bill and the rent due and his phone bill. What are
you
supposed to do?
Battle rap from, I don't know his pockets, but I'm pretty sure Surf make music. Surf got other endeavors going on. I think he could tell you himself. He don't need to rap for no fucking battle rap.
Okay, well,
it should
depend on that though. At the end of the day, either everybody could do it, or only a couple of people could do it. It can't just. Well, Surf makes music,
right,
but Remy makes music too.
So cause you got cause look at this. So Surf turned down, let's say, $40,000 because he just choked the last battle.
No, I definitely wouldn't turn no fucking $40,000 down. But if y'all all paying me that much, I'm gonna come give y'all that much worth of work.
You know what?
To the best of my ability. Win or lose, I'm gonna go out. You know.
That's a fact. Let's keep it pushing because we got two more battles to cover still. We got T Top and Easy. How y'all call that one?
Battle tonight.
Yeah,
Easy. Here's the thing. Easy did so well that even if you had T-Top winning, you're not mad at Easy for losing to T-Top. I mean, you still want to see Easy versus, you know, good names. And I think he elevated. And a lot of niggas had him winning. In fact, the chat had him winning
3-0.
Yeah,
I had him winning.
I had Easy winning, too.
I personally had Easy winning 1-2. And some people gave him all three. Either way it go, it wasn't no bullshit.
A lot of people have T-Top winning. A lot of people do have T-Top winning.
That's the marketable battle.
They gave T-Top round. I've seen people say 1-3 to T-Top. I've seen people say 2. I've seen them say 3-0 T-Top.
Debatable battle then.
It's debatable. But them T-Top fans, I guess they wasn't in the chat because – them votes around 1-2 wasn't close.
Yo, Easy was talking to him like he was.
I don't put no stock. I don't put no stock into that chat shit and the other comments and who they voted, who won the battle. I don't really put no stock into that. For real, because not everybody, not all your fans is watching that shit right then and there. Some niggas be missing the live shit. They be at work.
No. But see, that's the thing, though. See. You don't have to be a fan of that person just to vote who won. Like, if you wait for your fans to come and vote that you won, then they only vote because they're your fans. Like, them. I know all the people wasn't Easy fans.
That's true. No, that's true. But it's battle rap is so subjective anyway. It's just subjective in nature. So,
I mean,
it's battles that I got voted where – I got my ass kicked, but I didn't feel like that. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, I don't give a fuck what these niggas talking about. I don't give a fuck. Like, so, I mean, that's just me. But anyway,
it
was a good battle. It was a good battle. you know, Easy, he's, you know, I seen Goods say, yo, Easy, yo, you keep this shit up, I'm going to come outside. I seen Goods say that about Easy. I seen Geechee say, yo, I'll take Easy. Easy was clearly the rookie of the year for 2020, you know, having battles with Cortez and me. And he went crazy on both of us. So it was like he got T-Top right after me, and he went crazy again. So he's showing he's not a fluke. Like, he didn't just get lucky and have two good battles. Like, he's doing this shit every time. So reward him. Give him something else now. Give him math. Give him whoever. One of them street niggas. Give him Calico.
How easy get, T-Top? You got drugs. Like, what the? All right.
Ah, see, that's the parallel universe. That's what happened.
Never
mind. You know, the parallel universe is real. Nah, honestly, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nah, because he beat you, too. I forgot Easy beat you.
Catch your ass. Honestly, here we go. Get your fucking ass. Hey, which is the arm that's fucked up? Because I'm finna sock that motherfucker. Which is your fucked up arm? That left arm, nigga?
Yes, enough way.
I'm gonna kick the shit out that left arm, nigga.
Yo, for real though, you know what?
Fuck
y'all, you was right though. I was gonna say, what about Kid Chaos? Because he's making noise too. And Swamp,
he's amazing.
He's up there.
He's the truth. He's the truth, man. He's a performer. He's entertaining. He's not boring. His style ain't for everybody. His style ain't for everybody, but he's doing his shit versus Danger Zone. He beat Saga pretty badly.
Lyrically, he's crazy. But
okay, what is he missing?
I don't think he don't got it like the rest of them.
Well, who got it?
He don't got it.
Real Sick.
Real Sick, Easy, Swamp, and like all these newer niggas on Fonz, Jada Nightwing, like
Jada Nightwing got the it factor like a motherfucker.
Lou Castro, like
he do too.
You know, but KKS is nice though. He's nice. KKS is nice.
KKS.
Nah, I think he got the it factor too, man. Cause he's entertaining, man. He be having niggas laughing. He got that headshot, and I will shoot you in the face numerous times. He got like a lot of catchphrases. He markets himself. If he don't have it to you, then that's fine. Cause not everybody is for everybody. So I understand that. Mm-hmm. But I think he's going very well, and he's gonna keep getting big names. And
yeah, he's gonna keep
this class
names.
Of new niggas is nice.
Yeah.
These niggas
dangerous.
Are nice.
That's a fact.
Hey, dangerous. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word, Cap.
Okay, but hold on. Hold on. Who won the battle, though? All right, we all got him 3-0.
What battle?
How did you feel about T-Top's performance?
I got Easy winning.
No, but how did you feel about T-Top's performance?
It was
amazing.
Okay, so you got Easy winning in a close battle.
You know what happened? The battle kind of turned out how I knew it was going to turn out. Like, T-Top was going to talk his drug shit, and Easy was going to say, nigga, I really got the scar. I've really been in prison plenty of times. And T-Top was going to counter-write him and say, yeah, nigga, you've been in prison, but why you never told niggas you went to prison for child support? He said, you out here giving support to your niggas in the street but not your kids. And then he knew the Hurricane Dew angle was coming, and T-Top went in on that shit for a good minute. But I think the effectiveness of that Hurricane Dew angle is wearing out because Twerk did it. And it don't get no better coming from the nigga that actually, you know, was the one messing with her. And so when Twerk did that to Easy, it was like that's as worse as it could get. Then when I did it, it was, you know, I went pretty mean on that shit too. And then T-Top, he gave like 16, 20 bars about that shit.
Hurricane Dew. I don't know if she went. I don't think it was alive. I definitely seen a little clip of her on Instagram. She was mad as hell. She was yelling like yo, you know she ain't signed up for all of that. What you mean? What's she mad about? Are you serious?
I'm pretty. Listen, check me out. I'm pretty sure her and Easy both said, watch this nigga T-Top have a whole round about you. So when you already know, when you already know it's coming, there's no reason.
Okay, so wait a minute. So Danny, so you're telling me,
no.
So hold on. So you're telling me when Arsenal, you're gonna sit down with Vicky, and y'all gonna say, watch Arsenal diss you, and you should not be mad if Arsenal just like violates her for three rounds. You shouldn't be mad because you saw it coming, right?
First of all, my wife don't even watch my battles. She never even seen that Mike P round. Like, she never, like, she don't even watch my battles. So,
bro, she heard about that round. What do you mean? She heard about that round.
No. She heard about it. She never seen it.
So, did she do an interview? Didn't you do?
Yeah.
See, we did an interview talking about it because she heard about it. She never watched the battle.
And she was mad, right?
Of course.
Exactly.
Okay, then.
So,
all right, then.
So, how could you expect Dude not to be mad?
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
To the point. Oh, matter of fact, babe, let me ask Babe right now. Hold on, let's ask her right now. How do you feel, Babe, about people always bringing you up in my battles? Are you upset? Do you get upset every time you hear about it, or are you over it? You tell me right now.
Well, I was upset over it, but now I'm not. I'm not tripping off of it. But I do get upset every time somebody say my name.
Exactly. See? And then you gotta look at it like it's different at the
because
same time. It's
just
different.
Irritating. It's irritating. Ain't nobody, first of all, ain't nobody paying me to use my name. You feel me? Like, I don't know. And then it's just like embarrassing, kind of. Like, it's kind of embarrassing.
Because we're talking about, right now, we're talking about Easy the Block Captain, Hurricane Dude. And basically, like, Twerk messed with Hurricane Dude, you know. And every time niggas battle Easy, they bring up people having sex with his girlfriend. And I was saying, she shouldn't get mad about it no more because she knows it's coming anyway, every battle. So she should kind of, like you said, kind of be used to it.
I mean,
nah, that's different,
used to you bringing, yeah, can't nobody get used to.
Exactly.
Can't nobody get used to that shit. You and
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm not. The only reason why I'm used to it is because it's been going on for years. Like, even before I had an addiction problem, like, they would bring up Vicky Myers, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I get mad at you off every time. Like, babe, why do they keep bringing me up in their battles?
And
you know?
That's the dark side of the battle rap game, is that the girlfriends and wives have to be the target.
Yeah.
And that's just been part of battle rap since the beginning of battle rap, was your fucking girlfriend or your baby mama.
It has? I think that's kind of getting more like recent now.
What?
Niggas wasn't really getting super personal before.
See,
like now it's kind of crazy.
Blame Arsenal.
Huh?
He's the one that
mainstream.
Blame Arsenal. But okay, so I'll take that back. I'll take that back. I was corrected, and that's why I got Vicky on there. But look. So, Hurricane Dude has every right to be upset, but I don't feel like she should get upset because niggas is going to keep doing it. That's like somebody saying,
she can't stop it.
Your mama fat. Then you get mad every time somebody says your mama
different.
Fat. Even though she really is fat,
that's
every
different.
Time and you want to fight everybody that say that.
Nah, that's different, though. We're not talking about the battle of getting mad. We're talking about the person getting mad.
Oh, well, but still, when you, but here's the thing, just like I was trying to explain to Mike Pete, your woman, Ashley, she probably gonna hear bars about her for the rest of Mike Pete's career, and it's like, some niggas will take the high road and not even use that, because they don't need that, but it's certain niggas that are angle heavy, and they'll get in front of you, and that's the first thing they're gonna bring up, and that's gonna like, certain shit get attached to you, and it's just attached to you for the rest of your career. And I just feel like the victim, who is the girls, who might be Vicky Myers, Hurricane Dude, Ashley, and whoever else baby mamas is out there, it's like, you feel me? Y'all, I ain't going to say y'all just got to eat that shit, But
I mean, nah, you was gonna say that. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, when you're
but that's why they're mad, though.
You that just come with the territory.
That's exactly what they're mad. Like, that's
well,
what
break out with the nigga then.
Word,
and even
right?
When you break up with the nigga, you still gonna hear that shit.
That's true.
So
yo,
you
Easy
well
and T Top. Yo, well, Easy and T Top was
Easy
a fire battle.
One, man.
Fire battle.
And
T-top
even if
T Top
lost, you can't be mad at T Top because he went in there with a dangerous new nigga who
yeah,
was not
was
playing
hungry.
With nobody. And somebody go and sometimes you lose. Like sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
If you told him to talk, it's different, man.
It is. It is different though.
Nah, he could still Easy was all up on him, talking down
yeah.
for him, like yo, son.
Oh man, that shit was wild. That was a wild battle right there. And then we had DNA and DNA and Geechee Gotti.
Yeah, I had
who you got that?
I had Geechee winning round two and three.
Round two and
round three. Round one,
okay.
He came out pretty dope. And DNA came out with some dope angles. Second round, and so I gave DNA the first round. Second round, Geechee came out talking about how DNA brought Harry over to URL, and DNA was the plug for that, and they wound up helping everybody else out with Harry's money and not DNA. And I thought that was like, damn. He was like, damn, nigga, you the one brought this nigga over, and URL hooked everybody else up with your plug and didn't hook you up. And that was, how come you never had Mook? How come you never had Hilo? And I was like, ooh, this is real. This is effective.
Yeah, I had Geechee. I had Geechee winning two and three.
Word.
But if we take your points away from stumbles and stuff, then
yeah.
Then I have to give it to DNA. See, that's the thing. But I like, all right, so let me say it like this. I like Geechee material better, round two
exactly.
and three. But being fair, and you stumble
you
a couple
on,
around,
sir,
stumble
you,
a couple
yo, what
times.
What you mean
like,
if you being fair?
Like, yeah, I gotta,
what
I gotta give it to DNA.
Okay, wait. Fuck that. Since if you gonna do this, did Geechee beat Snake Eyes?
See, that's.
Did he beat Snake Eyes?
To be honest, I never saw the battle. I just heard Geechee
oh,
won.
Damn,
I never saw
battle
it.
Now. Okay.
You know what? You come on, man. Y'all know I don't be lying. I don't be trolling shit. I never did see that. See?
I don't know, man. The,
Danny,
the
what are we doing with the stumbles, Danny?
If a nigga stumble, you can mine his points, but you don't you can't just automatically take a whole round from a
nah,
nigga.
Nah, you don't lose the round completely, but if
you
it's just
points.
One stumble.
Who was Geechee stumbling?
Yeah.
You see the battle?
I was outside, nigga. I'm trying to watch this shit on TV.
Why you giving
me
round two or three? You know what, David?
Hold on, wait, what you
You just said you gave him. You just said you gave Geechee round two.
Two
but you ain't noticed he ain't
if
stumbles.
I,
what
I
was you watching?
That's what I'm saying.
You
didn't
notice
know
the stumbles.
Stumbles.
Bro,
if
he stumbled all through
stumbles,
the round.
Bro.
It wasn't one stumble, Danny. Danny, it wasn't one stumble.
Well, let's do this. Okay, well, that's on y'all.
Let's do this. You ain't see the battle.
What? Nah, we not doing that. When
bro.
You say stumbles, is he stuttering over words or is he pausing and saying, hold on, y'all, let me get it back? What y'all talking about?
Nah, he's not doing that to hold on. He's not doing all that.
Yeah.
All right, then. So you said he was stuttering?
Yeah,
yeah
all through the, round.
Through the round.
Well, he's done that in a few battles.
All right, so if you stumble through a round, through the entire round, do you win that round?
It depends on if your material out over
oh
shadows
my
the summer.
God.
Is,
what the fuck is going on?
Hey, Danny, that's why I just said that's on y'all to call. You want to take the round?
Yo,
away,
Danny,
go
you got to stop
and
this.
You
want to
say DNA one?
Yes, that's the bias.
Come
bro.
On, Caps.
Yo,
I'm
Danny, you got to stop the biasness, bro. You being biased right now, bro.
It's not biased because niggas got me. Niggas seen that I was outside, like, giving DNA a whole lot of love, cheering for the nigga. I think they might have got it
saying,
on
like,
camera.
Pete, you said that they stumble, you take a point off. So if they
okay
stumble 8 times, we just took off 8 points.
Oh,
like,
well, in that case, no, to be fair, if that's the case and DNA was cleaner, then DNA would get the round on technicality shit.
That's what I'm
yo,
saying.
Yo, it's whack because
Geechee
material was better, bro. I like Geechee material
yep
better. I ain't gonna lie.
Brings
I do
right back to B Dot and Chilla. I like B Dot material, but through stumbling, I'm
right.
Have, you know,
and you have to take the. But look,
yeah.
No. Yeah, but B Dot was like, hold. It was more like pauses and like, let me get it back, y'all. Hold on, let me bring that back. And that's what's bad. That's what you when you announce it, like when you yourself announce the stumble. Then it's like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have said that because you probably could have,
yeah,
like,
but it don't
finesse,
matter
way
it's not
through
it.
And,
it don't matter,
it don't
though,
matter.
We can see it anyway.
Yeah, we already see it. We already see it.
Like
it don't matter
like,
if you don't see it already.
Yeah, I'd rather you say, hold on, let me get it back, than keep trying to go on and not stumbling over the next word, stumbling to the next ball.
Yeah,
now you're throwing off.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather you take the time and get your shit together. Like,
yo, can I be real with you?
Yeah.
The only stumbles that I be lenient on is when I see a battle rapper and, like, say the crowd go crazy and shit like that, and it clearly throws them off.
Yeah.
Like
me too.
Somewhat like with Lux. Somewhat like with Lux. But Lux never got it back at all and was doing all this
never
and that.
Got it
so
back.
You can't just cut the
yeah
nigga.
Right.
Off. But if you can clearly see
right
the crowd messed them up, and then they just yeah like blacked out, and
true,
it was only because the crowd messed them up, then it's kind of like, ah, come on, y'all niggas just messed them up, like.
Yeah. That be happening. That happened to me too. You know what I'm saying? So I know
so
how that shit
goes. Then you
so,
just
and I, and
that
I
was
do
the
forgive
crowd
those. I forgive those because I feel like you know your shit, but sometimes crowd reaction might throw you off, or they might. But they might fuck you up, and you be like, damn, where was I at? And then they'll actually tell you. They'll be like, yo, you just said blah blah blah. And then
yeah
like, okay, all right. And then they,
yeah,
no,
I've seen that before.
Those, I don't count those as like chokes or something.
Yeah, I don't
count
those.
Different.
I try not to get
or
crazy
if,
with those.
Or if your opponent is talking while
you're
rapping,
right, and fuck you up, and that's why I be telling niggas to shut up when I'm rapping because I don't talk while they rapping.
Yeah. Easy to
like
tell
that.
T-Shot shut up, because.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nigga,
told him shut up.
Be talking while you rapping, and you might have to respond to something he said, and then when you respond, try to go back to finish what you was saying in your bars, and you don't remember where you was at, and that throw you off. He like, damn, nigga, you just done fucked me up.
Yo, damn, you a funny nigga, son, because you told a nigga, swear to God, this ain't happened, and when he just said, so you gonna tell him to shut the fuck up.
But I only said that because the nigga was trying to lie and say it didn't happen. That pissed me off. If I was making it up and he told me, like, stop lying, nigga, then I know I'm lying, then I'm gonna eat that. But when I know I'm telling the truth and you tell me it didn't happen, now it's a problem.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
We're not
going to
do this right here on camera. We can go outside or whatever and do whatever. But that's why I had to tell Jones, like, nah, nigga, shut your ass up and let me tell this story. This
okay
is real.
Okay. So, damn,
but
man.
You're right.
See?
I did ask the nigga to say, swear to God. And when he answered, I got mad.
this Geechee battle, man. Fuck, bro. This is.
Nah, hold on. Regardless if you got women. No, nobody was putting too much stock into that battle any damn way, just to keep it real. Regardless
why not
of one. Because niggas was like, I didn't ask for Geechee and Nene. Niggas was saying that shit.
Man, they already battled once, nigga. Geechee's supposed to win this one, bro. On the strength that he already lost 25,000 for the first time. Well, I see what you're saying, because a lot of niggas do got him winning, so I guess I can't say that. I got to watch that again. I only seen it that one time. I definitely got to see that again.
Yeah,
and
right.
I still want to see the T-Top battle again. An easy battle.
Yeah,
now, them two battles were kind of close, but they were only close because of the stumbles, in my opinion.
Well,
other than that, I was rocking with Geechee material, but you got to be at some point. You
too.
Just got to be fair, bro. You got to be fair, bro.
Yeah, you got to. Can't pick and choose when
you're letting that slide,
win,
bro.
So.
Right. Well, I will say it was a good event. I ain't gonna say it was super fire. I will say it was a good event. You know, just to start the year off to get us like you know, in preparation for Volume 7. Which is going to be crazy. A lot of dope battles on that card. Now, if those battles turn out to be mediocre or lackluster, now y'all niggas got a reason to complain. But you can't complain with no goddamn Don Marino and drugs and shit on the card, my nigga. And that's not even a slight them. But y'all, like, it's like y'all didn't have high expectations out of certain battles anyway. So don't complain if you wasn't a classic event.
I see what you're saying.
But when you got
Herb
and Rock on the card, me and Arsenal Chilla and K-Shine, and, you know, you got all these names, and the battles turn out just okay, now y'all can go crazy on this.
Let's talk about the battles that got announced real quick. Hold on, I'm going to switch topics real quick. I'm going
to
make this another
upload. Yeah, I was just about to jump into that.
Let's talk about the battles that got announced. We got Shotgun, Suge, and B-Dot. How, yeah, Shotgun, Suge, and B-Dot. Suge really wants this battle. Suge was really asking for all of the pen battle rappers.
And he was asking for JC too.
He wanted JC, really? Yeah.
What happened?
He asked for Rum Nitty. He fought versus Rum, though.
Niggas gotta stop asking for these battles and when they get them, they're losing them.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about that.
Yeah.
I know damn well,
and I'm not even being biased, because if I wasn't a battle rapper, if I was from Minnesota, I would still say B-Dot Thirsty, just off of lyrical ability, and I know Suge be having 1 minute, 45-second rounds, and then he be like, Jersey, I just haven't been seeing the killer Suge. I haven't been seeing crazy Suge, and I'm not taking no shots at Suge right now. But
and with B-Dot losing the killer, I think
B Dot gonna come back strong.
Yeah.
B Dot
gonna come out strong.
But I do think Suge is gonna be entertaining and he is gonna say some fire shit. And I think at the end of the day, I think that's just all he probably hopes to accomplish is just to say, yo, at least Suge is fire and made it a dope battle. But as far as getting two rounds over B Dot, two rounds. He probably could get a round.
Yeah.
If for Suge to get two rounds over B Dot, I can't see that. Actually, I'm not sorry.
two rounds is pushing it. Unless B Dot choked
pushing
on one of them.
It's pushing it.
Yeah, two rounds you kind of pushing
it. B Dot gotta fuck up. Yeah, B Dot gotta mess up, and I don't think he is. So, like, actually, he's ready right now. Actually, he's ready for this shit. I heard these three rounds last week. So. Good luck, Suge. That's all I can say. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but Suge not stupid. He know what he up against. He know what he up against. He better not go up there and get embarrassed.
Yeah.
And you keep sitting here saying you want the big names and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Who else? You got K-Shawn and Killer Jones. I'm talking about the announcement that was made. K-Shine and Chilla Jones was announced too.
I got Chilla. Chilla 2-1.
Yeah, Chilla.
Chilla 2-1.
Who you got that?
Great battle.
I'm gonna go with Shine 2-1.
Based off of what?
Both of these men been on good streaks. They've been on winning streaks.
Ain't nobody really beat Shine in a minute. Nobody really beat Chilla the last whole year. Last the whole year of 2020, Chilla didn't lose a battle. I don't think he lost that battle, though. And even if you prefer twerk, then that's just preferred. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, like, Chilla lost and he got his ass kicked. When did that happen? Like, when, like 2020, it didn't happen. Because you either get like the preference battle with Chilla versus Remedy back in December of 2019. I still to this day I don't know who won that one, but I'm just saying like I ain't seen Chilla losing.
Chilla was in those preference battles. Shine wasn't in preference battles. Shine was winning clearly. But each streak is different. Like Shine wasn't in those. Oh, you could go with him or you could go with.
He's winning clearly.
His streak is completely different.
Yeah, he's winning for sure. He's winning for sure. He's definitely winning. Chilla been getting like really strong competition too, such as Geechee Gotti on the roof, and Chilla won that battle. Chilla versus Nitty. I mean, it don't really get no tougher than that, and that's debatable. Twerk was fired that battle, but I had Chilla. Chilla beat Jerry West on the rooftop. Who did he battle after that?
Real Sick.
That was a tough one, and I edged Chilla by like 2 points. But yeah, he's fighting dangerous people.
He's fighting. I got Shine off performance.
But before I got Chilla beating Shine, man. Yo, I don't think Shine's even going crazy like that no more. He's just one of the. I don't think he's going crazy like that. I don't think he was super crazy versus Day.
You talk about past Day. I think maybe you just have to be there and just feel the energy live. But live, I thought he like really performed very good. It wasn't his most lyrical shit ever, but he did do some creative shit where he was like going in and out of K-Shine and Past Day and rapping both styles. I like that from Shine. He showed a little something versatility. And at the end of the day, Shine not the most lyrical nigga in the world. He really not. So, but he's still winning.
You got crazy versus Shine. I mean, versus Chess.
Yeah, versus Chess. Yeah, because Chess was wilding too. Yeah,
Shine
was good
the hell
that
out
battle.
Of Chess. That was supposed to though. That's some OG versus the like. Look, little nigga, you think you me? You want to be the new me? You're not me. I'm still here. And he had to just take the belt off and whoop his ass. That's what he did. It's like he was supposed to win that one.
So both of y'all got Chilla.
Okay. Yeah, I got Chilla.
I got Chilla. I mean, of course, listen. Chilla know he going to lose on performance. And he would be a fool to try to outperform K-Shine. I think Chilla just going to do what he do. Like, nigga, yeah, you got me in the hit factor, the entertainment and performance. But with this pen, not fucking with me. And I'm pretty sure he's going to show that.
Okay. We got Real Sick. We got Jada Nightwing versus Twerk.
Yikes. Here's the thing. You know Twerk first round probably automatically win the first round. When a nigga come back, and a Twerk first four bars going to shake the room.
That's a fact.
Jada Nightwing probably going to be having some counter writing and, oh, you coming back from a car crash like such and such and things of that nature. It's not going to win that first round. But the question is Twerk going to be crazy all three rounds with no stumbles, no nothing, you know, like perfect? And I think he should be.
Yeah, I would think he should be every battle, but, like,
he should
definitely
be
coming back,
but...
yeah. Yeah, but look at Surf, though. When Surf came back,
it's a lot of ring rust.
Oh, now it's ring rust. All right, man.
Getting back acclimated. But I don't think that's going to be a problem for Twerk because he battled so often. He was battling every damn week, too. So he did need a break.
If Twerk don't choke, he's winning this battle. Like, I just.
Okay.
You know. I just can't, depend on him not choking.
Can't call that one because Jaden Nightwing is witty. He's funny. He got bars. He can do angles. He can rebuttal. He can freestyle. He got the hit factor. You can't bully him. I don't know, man. That's a toss-up battle. I'm just happy to see Twerk back. So I think just the excitement. I think the whole app going to get Twerk to battle.
Twerk gonna win this battle. If he don't mess, if he don't drop the ball, he's gonna win this battle.
Yeah, if he don't mess up, he's gonna win.
You got Av, and then you got. I think the last one is Av and DNA.
I got Av.
This one is. I don't know what like. I want to say. Go ahead.
All right, real fast, you can argue and say, because people are like, well, DNA lost to Vixen, and then they can say, oh, he lost to Geechee. But he was fired both battles. This could be a scenario where DNA is fired but loses. But I'm at the same time, I've seen DNA beat these punchline niggas. He's very smart. His battle rap IQ is one of the highest out there.
Can you please tell me these battles that he beat these punchline niggas?
Well, yeah. Let's go to Fez Mafia in the fucking. Let's go to Danger Zone battle. Let's go to the Danger Zone battle in the barbershop. And I thought the DNA was gonna get smoked, and he beat Danger. He's a lyrical nigga, so he could beat lyrical niggas. Ab, on the other hand, will probably need more than punchlines to beat DNA.
DNA lost to be Magic. He got cooked. He got cooked by YK. Like,
that's a great counter. Yeah, you just rebuttaled me right there. That's three examples where he got in front of punchers and got his ass kicked. Damn.
DNA gonna have to come with some good material. I think he's gonna have to come with some good material.
Strategy wise, I don't think DNA is gonna be that dumb to try to go in there out bar Av. That's not gonna happen.
Nah,
he's not even gonna try that.
He's gonna come with angles. He's gonna take some angles and
what angles are super effective. He's probably gonna have to paint Av as just a one dimensional character. Like, hey, that's all you want to punch it.
Stealing bars.
He got to bring that up. But on the other hand, Ab is probably going to try to punch his fucking lights out.
That's the whole shit.
He's trying to kill DNA, man.
This battle really... You know what, though? In all reality, Ab really is kind of one-dimensional, though. Like, we already know that that's what he's going to do. It really depends on what DNA is going to do. We already know Ab's going to go in there and try to punch his head off. So it really depends on what DNA is getting ready to do.
That one dimensional angle don't matter if niggas is losing.
I know that. But what I'm trying to say is we know what he's going to do already.
We already know
what Ab's going to do. That's what I'm saying. So we know what he's going to do. DNA know what he's going to do. So DNA basically got 2 weeks. Like, do I take angles on him? Like Danny just said, he's not going to try to outbar him or outpunch him. I don't see him going that route. I see him probably going a different route. I think he'll go a different route.
Because you go a different route, don't guarantee a win. It's not about what you're doing. It's just how effective it is, and it has to be effective.
Yeah, got to be effective.
He can win that battle.
He's gonna try to talk to Av. He's gonna try to talk to him.
If the talking to don't look, if Av defense is on 10, and he look like that shit ain't phasing him. And he come right back and keep punching his head off, niggas. I don't know. That's a toss up battle. To be real.
Nah, DNA gonna lose, you know.
They both have the ability to win.
Yeah,
but DNA has that veteran status where he knows how to change the scenario.
And DNA can rebuttal. I think he will be in his rebuttal bag for this one.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah! Definitely. He's definitely going to be doing that. Av ain't going to be doing none of that.
In that case, I'm gonna go DNA 2-1 on the edge. Mm. Yeah, I'm gonna go with DNA because I'm just looking at just his veteran, his experience. Man, he's been in here, man. He's been doing this.
The experience
and
alone.
If he already know Addison, give him a gang of punchlines. He probably just gonna have something else to talk about.
Addison beat a couple. These niggas that's veterans and been there, he beat Mavs, he beat Arsenal. I mean, you being a vet really don't matter. Like, they know, like Cap said, everybody knows Av is only going to punch. But what you don't know is how effective his punch is going to be. And when you get in there, them shits be haymakers. And then, then it's a different story. Now it's just like, oh, shit.
I think they're going to be crazy.
Oh, of course. He always got haymakers.
He got them every round. But DNA know how to, I don't know, man. That's a toss-up. I'm going to go with DNA. I'm going with the veteran on this one. I'm not saying I'm not a vet, but DNA more of a vet. So.
Of course, DNA's a legend. DNA's a legend, not a vet.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You're right. Thank you for correcting me. Legend.
Yeah, D.
Who y'all got?
I got Av.
Oh, shit. This nigga just said, DNA's a legend. I got Av.
Yeah, you're a legend.
Yeah, I got Av, though. I think DNA,
a legend, nigga. Don't get it.
Nah, he is a legend, but you know what, though? Here's the thing, though. Like, Av was only going to punch, but the way Av was talking to Fonz in that third round, if Av come at DNA
right.
like that, it's going to be ugly. DNA's not going
to
be able to
beat him. Yeah, he talked to Fonz. He talked to Fonz, and he showed diversity right
but
there.
But then again, wait a minute.
That,
then again, though. Yo, but then again, though, how can Av really even talk to DNA and not really think about it? You really, what can you say to DNA?
Oh, he'll find ways.
If anything, DNA
got like people always trying to talk to DNA.
If anything, DNA going
to
be able to talk to you. DNA way more than Av.
Yeah, he
better. You know what, bro? I might have DNA. Hold on. Let me think, B.
I think
DNA is hard enough to know how to combat this.
I was wondering what Geechee could say to DNA, but, I mean, people always find something.
That's a toss-up, man.
Yeah, this is a toss-up. DNA got to be on his game, though. DNA got to be on his
but
game.
But Av don't. But Av
I mean,
don't.
Yeah, they both do. They both do.
I mean, they both do.
Av better be on his shit. I expect at least 9 or 10. If he ain't on 10, he better be on 9.
I didn't see Av on URL many times and was let down. I don't really see that.
Yeah, it's crazy me and Av haven't battled yet, man. Like, it's like, damn. Like, y'all want to see the bar fans. Y'all want to
stay away from that, Danny.
Shit. I don't got to stay away from shit, nigga. I done seen it all.
It's not even about the time, not even battle. Y'all niggas is not even in talks of battling. It's, I don't know, man. All right. Should be crazy.
Cause he did.
Right.
Av got his niggas that he's
I
just think he won a battle. But he's calling out.
Man, so what? Like, yo,
man,
I don't say niggas really do not be battling Danny. Niggas really be like battling their own shadows first and trying to do all kinds of shit.
Out, bro.
I done battled too many of these punch niggas, man. But might have to happen. But
after you,
in terms, I'd rather take on the supreme writers like Iron Solomon, Daylight, Lodi Lux. You know, I took on the multi skilled niggas like Hollow and Clips and DNA and Pate. You know, I battled all them punchline niggas, man. That's why I probably and I wanted to get away from those type of battles because people was pigeonholing me as a punchline nigga. And that's why I wanted to go in there and do that versus Drugs to really show I'm not like none of these niggas in battle rap. I can do all. I do shit that nobody does. So don't never put me in a puncher's category. I could punch when I want to punch. If I, like, when I battle Mac Myron, I say, all right, let me just punch this battle. You know, but when I get in front of niggas like Hollow, like, okay, let me go on and talk to this nigga Hollow. Let me expose some shit. Let me, you know what I mean? Like, a nigga like Arsenal, you don't got to, it's not really too much punching shit I got to do. It's like, let me talk to this nigga too. And let me just out-rap him. I just want to out-rap Arsenal. Not so much, like I said, it don't have to be a disrespect battle. I'm sure there's going to be disrespect, but it don't have to just be all that. Like, I'm going to show his levels to this rapping shit. But with
Okay.
I probably would be in punchline mode again. You see what I'm saying? Like, with Av, I'll let him just go in and bar you out in. Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
It might have to happen, but ain't nobody asking for it, so whatever.
I mean, niggas ain't asking for half the battles out here, but that's what it is, though. That's what it is, though.
That's true. You're right.
After we cook off, right. Just call them out. That's it. Cook off and call niggas out.
Facts. Yeah, that's exactly the plan, too. That's exactly the plan. I said, look, after I cook ours and stop all these questions about if Danny's top tier and all that, I never did want to be put in no category. Like, niggas like, is Danny really a top tier or is he a mid tier? And it's like, nigga, don't put me with none of them niggas, dog. These niggas ain't done half the shit I did in battle rap. So I don't even be, you know, I think when you talk about, like, you talk about, like, just overall image and, you know, maybe popularity, I guess, then I don't know. Nah. But if we talk about skill set, I'm like the elite.
Okay.
I'm not mid-tier when it comes to skill set. You know what I'm saying? We can't have that type of conversation. We're not doing
cool
shit that is never done before.
Call out T-Top. Call out Ash. All them niggas.
T-Top, Iron Solomon, Daylight.
I don't know what Iron Solomon doing, but
I know, man. I ain't, you know, he been quiet. This thing. But when he do come back, I'm pretty sure he's going to be fired.
Oh,
and I feel me and Iron Solomon, you know, that'll be a good-ass classic. I think that's a classic.
He going to talk to you.
That's good. They pay me
for that. All right.
But yo, I'm gonna end it right here. We're gonna come back. You gonna come back Tuesday morning? You heard?
All right,
absolutely.
All right, man. Hey, F'm up, yo. Good looking, yo.
All right.
All right.